Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, the very famous and very well-known Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Ho, 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 ho. You know, one thing we're not going to do this week.
Yeah.
Not going to talk too much about Trump and not going to talk too much about the Middle East. Talk a little bit about it because no matter what we say, it's going to change.
Sure.
By the time we open our mouth.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
I mean, because think about how it's changed just in the last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the feeling, you know, that in the next few days, something pretty big is going to happen over there, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the president has no good choices. No good choices.
I would agree, but I would also say in the Middle East, over the last 30, 40, 50, maybe 100 years, there really have never been any good choices. It's been a disaster since I can remember, since I've been alive.
But, you know, it's very irritating. I haven't really watched a lot of news, in fact, hardly any news today.
Good for you, yeah.
Got the dentist, and that's a whole nother deal. I went to today, had to get a filling replaced, and I'd forgotten how much I hate going to the dentist. I hadn't had anything like that happen in over 10 years, and I really have forgotten how much I hated that with the needle in there, the Novocaine. I had gas.
Oh.
I had the whole deal. I was high as the Georgia pines.
I mean, was going to ask you, what's worse, watching the news or going to the dentist?
My back didn't hurt anymore. Life was good.
Good deal.
I was flying. But, you know, it's coming down now, so that's hopefully I'm going to stay okay.
Well, great.
But, no, the Trump deal, I mean, I feel, you know, this is why the presidents have gray hair, because if he doesn't do it, okay, then you're going to, you know, you're not backing Israel, and that's one of our great allies in the Middle East.
Sure.
You know, you're never going to make the Democrats happy because they've got Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, like they did this Chris, I wrote his name down today. I was so mad. He's the senator from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's running for president because they have no strong voices. And he may be the strongest voice, which tells me my buddy Fred Thompson, who used to be a United States senator.
Yeah.
From Tennessee, and he ran for presidency a little bit.
An actor, too.
But he was an actor, right, on Law and Order and all that. He was a friend of mine. And he told me one day we were flying somewhere, and he said, you know, because he was going to leave the Senate. He said, you know, this place drives me crazy because it's so slow. Everything happens, it's slow. If you're a congressman on the House side, things move quick. That place is designed to move fast, to move bills fast, to things happen fast. In the Senate, it's built to be slow by the founding fathers. And he said, things go slow here. And he said, every day, most of the senators, he said, that are here, when they look in the mirror, they see the next president of the United States.
Wow. Wow.
He said, it's just a whole bunch of people that think they're going to be the next president, that they're worthy of that.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll run, maybe they won't. And sometimes, like John Kennedy, they get it.
Yeah.
And Hubert Humphrey certainly was vice president, ran. A lot of these people were, you know, have been vice presidents and things. But this guy from Connecticut, he, you know, it's everything about Trump he hates. And I just don't think he should do this. Should Iran be allowed to get an atomic bomb? Of course, we don't want that to happen. Well, you got to do something.
Right.
You can't just talk about it. We should have peace treaty. Well, we did. And now they're claiming Trump. They're blaming Trump for the end of those peace talks, which is blaming Israel, and they think Israel, that Netanyahu is doing it for political reasons internal in the country, so he can remain his position.
Yeah, sure.
You know, God, I don't know.
It's tiring.
It's just the whole thing wears me out.
And
all I know is Iran is shooting missiles, and it's hitting people, citizens, regular folks in Israel. Israel's shooting back. And they're killing people that are military leaders and scientists and people in the nuclear program, and then hitting sites that are nuclear sites. But they're not going after residential areas, per se, and stuff like that. But Iran is. So you're just going to keep this up?
Right.
You know, where they're going to kill more people in Israel, and they're going to keep shooting missiles that are not enough to be able to break through to stop that. And so you're going to allow them to kill the Ayatollah? Maybe, but then you cut his head off, and who's the next guy coming up?
So and there's somebody.
You've got so many people that hate us over there. That's another thing. So I don't know what you do. I mean, we can't kill them all, and so we don't kill any. I don't know. It's a heck of a decision.
Yeah,
and we'll see what they do. But There's just really nothing else to say about it. We're just here to wait and see how it comes out. Same way with all these riots that seem to have calmed down for the moment.
Yeah.
Everywhere that seems to have calmed down, and hopefully that stays calmed down.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
I hate it that all these rock stars from the 80s have died. Another one died as we tape this, Lou Christie.
Lou Christie
had Lightning Strikes Me Again and Rhapsody in the Rain.
Yeah, yeah,
The
yeah.
Gypsy Cried, Two Faces Have I. All those. So he had five really big hits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his real name was Luigi Alfredo Giovanni Sacco.
So he must have been Irish. Is that right?
Yeah, his family was around Pittsburgh, and he went by Lou Christie. So
I'll be darned.
He died. Of course, Sly Stone died. Mm-hmm. He was the first of the three. And then you had Brian Wilson died after that, who I loved so dearly and really, really loved his music. As much as I love the Beatle music, I love the Beach Boys music.
I thought of you. When I saw that, I thought of you. And I have to just give a shout out to my partner for, 20 years on the air, Jeff. He passed away yesterday, day before, doesn't matter, this week. And he'll be missed. I mean, he was definitely part of my life for 20 years, just like you are. And
that's hard when we have work families, and I've had a guy that was Dan, that was a disc jockey in Little Rock.
Yeah,
no, Fayetteville.
Oh, Arkansas. Me. Yeah.
Well, I had another guy. The guy that was in Little Rock died too.
Yeah.
But both of those guys I was on with for a long time. You know, you talk to them every morning for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just felt like, you knew each other.
Yeah.
You shared things every day.
Definitely.
We always had a couple of minutes before we went on and talked. And, you have your work family and you have your family.
Yeah, that's right.
And your work family, I have had a lot of people in my work family pass away over the years, people that I've been on the air with for a long time.
Isn't that something?
And it's difficult. It's very, very difficult. Dan Miller, the anchor man at Channel 4, that was some of my first big things producing was for him. And then, of course, country stars and people that I've worked with, from Johnny Cash to everybody else. So the longer you live, the more that's going to happen.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
We seem to have had a rash of the ones that are in their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
All three of these people were in their 80s, around 82, 83. And, it's sobering, I guess.
Yeah,
the best way.
It makes you take stock. It kind of makes you put things in perspective and what's going on.
You never
on.
Know when your number's up.
That's right.
For sure.
That's
you never know how long you're going to be allowed to be here.
That's right.
And
try to enjoy every minute of it. That's all I can say.
Well, you just can't waste a lot of time.
Yeah.
And on a couple of weeks ago, I was complaining, about not having anywhere to go. And it really bothered me. So we created something. We're leaving tomorrow for Virginia.
Then
I'm going to go somewhere, maybe Washington. I don't know where we're going to end up. But we're for the first 3 days, we're going north and going toward to Virginia.
Well, if you end up over here, you better call me.
It's going to be making up as we go along.
All right.
For at least a week. Come back on the 28th or so. And then I'm going to Texas.
Nice.
On the 7th or so for that week, and going to Austin for sure.
All right.
On the 11th and do an in-studio there at my Austin radio station.
Nice. That'll be fun.
And then hopefully we'll have a big party on the 12th. And so I've created things to do, at least in the next couple of weeks.
Good for you. We got some great emails from everybody. I want to shout out to Ed Santos, who said, I sent that over to you where he was saying to go. And, Ed Santos, he's a world traveler, right? I mean, sometimes he's in the Arctic Circle. Sometimes he's in Santiago. You never know where Ed's going to be.
Well, I'm a little limited in where I can go with some back issues that I've got.
Yeah, that's right.
But, I can sit on my butt, that's for sure. We'll see what comes from that. I just hated getting my mouth worked on today. I can't stand.
Well, it seems to be working with your mouth,
it's working okay.
Yeah.
I don't hear it's you pretty slurring. Much. It's I think the Novocaine is died out now.
Excellent.
Well, so many things going on. Let's see. We've talked about vacation. We talked about Trump a little bit. We talked about the riots and the National Guard and the Marines and all those things. The streaming stuff. There was someone that came up with a list. Oh, by the way, I watched a movie, and I'm embarrassed by it. I stayed up and watched it last night.
What was
it? One of my, it's a guilty pleasure movie.
What is it?
Now, see, I'm...
A comedy?
I'm going to confess on this.
Okay.
If I really love a movie, mm-hmm. I'll watch it over and over again.
Okay, yeah.
And I've done that. I mean, movies that I've watched over 10 times.
I'm just that's a lot. That is a lot.
At least I've watched Goldfinger 10 times. I've watched
all
of the really Sean Connery Bond movies I know I've seen over 10 times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I've probably seen Star Wars certainly close to 10 times.
That would be one I could say the same for.
Probably have seen all three of those. I didn't watch those other ones so much, the new ones.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I saw them and I was there for premieres and stuff, but I haven't watched those over and over
again. You're talking about episode four, which is the original.
Star Wars is the original. That's episode four.
Right. That's the one I've seen the most of.
Four, five, six, I've seen a lot. Revenge of the Jedi, and Empire Strikes Back and all that. Mm-hmm. I've seen the Bond movies. I've seen those. I've seen Patton at least 10 times.
Let me ask you. I've always had this one thing. I think of this all the time. And this one, I will not watch more than once. I never have any. I watched it once. It was fantastic. I will never
watch it. Saving Private Ryan?
No, but that's one of them. That was
I watched it one time. I never want to see it again.
No, Titanic was the one. I
just waited for the boat to hurry up and sink and get it over with.
Okay,
I was in pain on that movie. No, one time was even too much.
Yeah, it was what you agree. For that. Agree. So, do you have any comedies on your list? Did you do any comedies? More?
Yes, I've watched. I've watched Animal House at least 10
classic,
times.
Classic movie.
At least 10 times for Animal House.
That was great.
I love the war. A Bridge Too Far.
Good.
Sure I've watched 10 times.
Yeah, good movie.
That's an all-star movie with everybody.
Oh, everybody. Yeah.
I've seen Dirty Dozen at least 10 times.
Clint Eastwood movies, you got to throw
I've seen Dirty Harry and all the... I think I've seen most of the Dirty Harry movies 10 times. Maybe not some of the later ones, but certainly the original first two or three.
Oh, yeah.
I know I've seen those 10 times.
Callahan, yep.
Yeah, I loved Harry Callahan. Yeah, I really did. I've seen the other ones all a couple, but I just not... crazy about some of those. Mm-hmm. I like some of the scenes in some of those that are great. Let's see what else I've watched. MacArthur I've probably seen 10 times.
Yeah, that was great. Now would you see Pearl Harbor?
I'm trying
over?
To think of the other comedies that I've seen. Yeah. Maybe Vacation. Vacation.
God,
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, of
probably
course.
Seen 10 times.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe.
Any of the Fletch series, The Fletch with Chevy Chase.
I've seen them a couple of times but nothing really just extreme. Because some of these movies I probably have seen more than 10 times. But here's the one that, that I've seen that I'm embarrassed about that I stayed up late and watched.
Okay.
Delta Force with Chuck Norris and Lee Marvin and Joey Bishop and all these people. Have you ever seen that movie?
Delta Force. I vaguely. Delta Force with Chuck Norris. I'm sure I have. And didn't
it's about the hijacking of a passenger plane?
Yes.
And Delta Force has to come to their rescue.
Yes,
I do. It takes them a couple of times before they finally get it.
You know what? I think I'm not mistaken. Larry the Cable Guy had a spinoff on that called Delta Farce.
Oh,
and
Lord.
It was.
That's sacrilegious, but. With Delta Force, I loved it so much. I loved the soundtrack.
Delta Force.
There was a time I would play the movie and go up to the organ and play along with it.
Oh, my gosh. You were addicted.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
That's funny. Now I'm going to have to go back and watch it. There's a bunch of people going right now. I got to go watch Delta Force. I got to watch. I love Chuck Norris.
I love the theme. Some guy that did it was kind of a synthesizer guy.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things that hit the spot. It just hit the spot.
I'm going to look it up. I got
to
look it up.
It's fun to think about these things I've seen a lot. The comedies, not as many times. I mean, I've seen kind of the Animal House show, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm quoting lines, but I mean, I like that one enough to be able to want to quote lines.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you brought up, I brought it up, but then you said you had seen it, the Dirty Harry. It seemed like those movies. and like Die Hard, which I've seen multiple times. I'm not proud of that, but I've seen
I don't know if I've seen it 10 times, but I've seen it
a handful. Yeah, but they all had a tagline. Like they all had something in the movie like
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, or you feel
lucky. But with Dirty Harry, he's got so many. Go ahead.
Make my day. Yes. And remember, you know, do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do
you. And I was trying to think, is there a Western that I've seen over? I don't think so.
Hang 'em High? Maybe.
No, I mean, I've watched all those a couple of times and saw them at the theater, actually. But no, I mean, I've seen pieces of them. No, I mean, I've seen Pale Rider.
Oh, God,
and
that was
High Plains
so good.
Drifter. I've seen those a couple of. Great. I know I've seen those four or five times.
Where is I want a good Western again. I mean, I tried Hateful Eight, which was good.
The Costner movies are really nicely done.
Yeah.
I tell you, I've seen The Sound of Music.
Oh, gosh.
Probably a lot.
Don't make me watch that again. I can't watch
it. I don't know. I've seen
that.
It enough, and I've been to the play and everything. But I love them. I like the music.
By the way,
there's some children's movies I've seen, but none to come to mind right off the bat.
By the way, the music for the movie Delta Force, written by Alan Silvestri. And it was
he had a lot of scores. He did that.
That's who did it. And it says largely synthesized based.
Yeah.
With some live performances.
He's done a percussion. Lot of scores on stuff, bigger stuff.
That's who it was. Fascinating. But.
Yeah, because that was a movie that I'm sure was made because it was the Golan Brothers or whatever they call themselves.
Yeah.
And they did inexpensive movies, you know, that made a lot of money. You know,
the name of
like
the game.
Chuck Norris movies. And there were a number of Chuck Norris movies. I've seen a couple of them, but none that I just wanted to watch over and over again. But I think that's most of the ones.
Yeah.
You know, but there are certain songs that I listen to over and over again. I don't want to hear a lot of stuff. I mean, I go back to, for me, it's like comfort food to me.
I agree.
Kind of movies and those kind of songs. I don't.
One of the songs I would put in that category is Bye Bye Miss American Pie. I drove my Chevy to the levee. If I hear that song, I'll sing along every time. And
American Pie, I never turn it off.
I don't either. I don't either. It's like a treat.
And I've certainly, you know, God knows how many times I've heard all those things.
Yeah.
But I went back and I've listened to a lot of Beach Boys stuff
in
the last week since Brian died. I don't know what there is about people dying. Now, I'll go and listen to Lou Christie stuff at some point. Before the day is over.
I do the same
thing. And I loved all those. He made great, you know, he wasn't a great musician, I don't think. He was a good showman. He was that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he made five really good records. And the oldies channels play those. I mean, only one. I think Lightning Strikes was the number one record.
Mm-hmm.
Rhapsody in the Rain was like a sequel to that. And then I'm Gonna Make You Mine was kind of a bubblegummy kind of song, but it gets played a lot still.
Yeah.
Leslie Gore sang backup on that, along with Valerie Simpson.
Wow.
Sang backup on those two songs, who were great singers in their own mind. But
it's funny how music can take you back to a time or a place or a memory. Like
but
you
the
win-
Beach Boys thing, you know.
Oh gosh.
I don't think anybody understands how big a deal. You know, yes, the Beatles, I love them. They're the ones that got me wanting to be in any kind of business like this, really. Because, I mean, it just looked so unbelievably exciting what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
And the movies they made and the TV and just all that stuff made me want to be a part of that stuff.
Yeah.
No doubt about
it.
But with some of this stuff like Brian Wilson, I mean, millions of people think of California in a way that Brian Wilson painted it for them.
Oh, man. California Girls is all, I mean.
California Girls, Surfing USA.
All of it, yeah.
The Girls on a Beach.
You know
Surf
what's funny?
Surf City, which he wrote for Jan and Dean.
You just made me think of a meme I saw, and not to go
I
back.
I Get Around, Fun, Fun,
get
Fun,
around,
all those songs
around,
that
around,
he wrote,
yeah.
Made you want to get in a car and drive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you wanted to drive and you wanted to have the windows down or the top down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just, and when I finally got to go to California and drive in Malibu and places in Beverly Hills and places like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I thought of Brian Wilson. I mean, that was the music that I thought of.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime I see a Woody with a surfboard on top, I think of the Beach Boys. There's no other.
She's Real Fine, My 409.
You know, God, just, so good.
Oh, man. So many songs. And they're not, you know, they're works of art in a modern art kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Paul McCartney had Yesterday, but yeah, Brian Wilson had God Only Knows. And to me, they're equals. They're equally great.
Yeah, that was.
And I think McCartney would. He thinks that God only knows. In fact, someone said on the show the other day, I mean, yesterday is special.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a church hymn or something. It's special.
Yeah, I agree.
But God Only Knows is like, and I've heard it said by many musicians, name the perfect song when they were asking different composers. And they said, and Sting said this to somebody the other day, mm-hmm. God Only Knows is the perfect song.
Wow. That's
in every way, musically, lyrically, every way that you can make a perfect song, that was the perfect song.
I got to say, I love Barbara Ann, but I thought that was a cool song. But I go back and I think about the Beach Boys, and I look at some of the songs that they had, Don't Worry Baby, Good Vibrations, Kokomo, yep. Wouldn't It Be Nice. They're very positive. They seem to have a really upbeat, positive kind of...
They sing about love.
Yeah, it's...
having fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sing about... Yeah, it's... And the Beatles did the same thing mostly. They sang about love.
Yeah.
And that's what I've tried to knock into the heads, and it doesn't work. Some of my country friends over the years,
mm-hmm.
when they're songwriters, I said, if you write about love,
people will buy it. They'll
listen
to it.
You can never go wrong. You can never go wrong.
That's true.
And
I mean,
they can't do it. They just want to write about beer and sitting in trucks and
mm-hmm.
doing a bunch of crap. You know, yeah.
That's the whole formula.
And there's nothing wrong with a truck song and a beer song.
Yeah.
I liked, you know, there's nothing, there's a song called There's Nothing That a Beer Can't Fix with Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that song. And yeah. That would be in one of my favorite songs no matter where I was listening.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, sure.
But again, okay. But right, sing about love. I mean, like God Only Knows, that was just unbelievable.
Yeah,
and then Brian had his own problems, and he did a song like In My Room.
I remember that.
Or maybe yeah. Surfer Girl. That mm-hmm. is so,
great
you know,
tune.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. That song is so sweet. And there was so much of that. And Mike Love wrote a lot of the lyrics for that. He always had, you know, Brian was a melody guy. He was the one that came up with the music, not so much the words.
Mm-hmm.
And other people wrote words. But anyway, Brian Wilson was great. I love Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, I did too.
They put the funk in funk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no doubt. James Brown really had it, but Sly put a little bit more of a funk on top of the funk.
Yeah.
And I loved all that stuff. I want to take you higher, you know, and all those things.
Oh, yeah, great.
He was great. And all three of these guys, you know, are great. And, you know, it's just, it's hard to watch him go. Now, one thing that came out this week, and this came from Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
talking about the rise of remote work. And one thing that's happening with remote work, and I bet you are guilty as I am of this, it's called the infinite workday.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
Your workday is never over when you work at home.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have been in this unique business of media for many, many years, you more than I. We have been 24/7 for a long time. But I think for a lot of people that are working from home, your phone doesn't get shut off anymore. Your email is always going. I mean, there's always, hey, why didn't you get back to me? I got a message last night, a pretty important email at 9:20 at night.
Wow.
You know, and I responded to it because I was awake. And
it said, some of the facts here, it said early mornings, 40% of people are online at 6 a.m. checking work email instead of hitting snooze.
Wow.
They said Teams become primary communications platform around 8 o'clock with workers, receiving an average of 153 messages per weekday.
Oof.
If you work in a regular. Oof. I know I go through that many, but most of it is spam crap.
Yeah, most of mine,
too.
How
to, then I don't get that many important emails a day,
mm-hmm.
but I sure get a lot of crap.
Yeah, I don't either. My wife gets
a ton. But I have
to
go through it slowly because somewhere in there is something important.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hospital bill today that was in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the Gmail people at Google cannot figure out how to get rid of these spam mail.
No, you get them.
Maybe they catch some of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get the XXX stuff like I used to. So I think they can catch
some
that. But just general crap. I mean,
no, you're right. You're
right now. Let's see who I'm going to get.
All right, let's play roulette here.
Land's End.
Okay.
Apple Pay, Wall Street Journal. Let's see, Orlando. You know, some of these places you've been to before.
Yeah.
So they, you know, it's some of it's that way. and you bought something from them, but boy, once you buy something
you're
from them,
you're in for life.
You're hooked on it for the rest of your life.
You are.
So anyway, midday, it said half the meetings take place 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. because that is when, I didn't realize this, that's when you're most productive, between 9 and 11 and 1 to 3, due to the circadian rhythms.
Huh, I didn't know that.
57% of the meetings occur without a calendar invite, while 1 in 10 are booked last minute. Mm-hmm. Meetings are at 8 p.m. are up to 16% over last
That's
year.
That's pretty late. I mean,
it is. Average employee sends or receives more than 50 emails outside of regular business hours. On weekends, 20% of employees check their work email before noon.
Now, I think some of that might have to do with the fact that we're on a global, like, there's people on the East Coast that work with people on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Absolutely.
You work from home, you're not in your geographical area. So, you know, you might be on at 3 in the morning, you might be on at, you know, 7 or 8 at night. But I will say this, my son said to me the other day, and I thought this was interesting. He's in mid-20s, right? And he said to me, he said, you know, I think we're the first generation that has never been off in that they've had a phone. He said to me specifically, he said, do you remember getting in your car and not having a phone and just going for a drive? And I said,
it makes me nervous now. I can't stand it. I got to have my communications.
Yeah,
office.
Right. That's what I mean. And these guys
would be like a cop going out on patrol without his gun.
Right. Well, this
feels
group
the same way.
This group is born into that. They don't know any other way. You know, they just feel like they're on all the time. And so sometimes when I think about the anxiety that's going on in the world, right, some of that might have to do with the fact that you can't get away from the media.
I don't fight it anymore. I embrace it. So
okay.
I'm all about it. Just envelop me all the time. And that way people want to go on vacation. I've refused to do this. I don't think it's good for me. When I've gone away, like gone on a cruise, and I didn't check in with my emails for days at a time.
Yeah.
I come back and somebody has died or somebody's done
chaos.
Something.
Yeah.
You know, since I've been gone and I missed it. And so I make a mistake because I didn't know that it had happened. I didn't know that. You know, you've broken up the train. You know, you didn't know the road was not there anymore. You run off in a ditch.
Yeah, I get it. But
I mean,
how often?
I just stay hooked in most of the time.
So you
know,
don't miss
and I go away for a couple of hours. I had dental work today, so I didn't know anything for a couple of hours, and I've lived through that. I'm trying to stay off TV news as much as I can, even though I've got to report on it. I really don't watch Fox News much anymore, and I try to listen to CNN and watch CNN a little bit just to kind of get a tone of where they are.
Do you ever
and then I watch a tone of Fox, but I'm not going to watch. I don't watch MSNBC for any reason. That's just why not? I stick my head in the oven. and then the other people I'm trying to give a break to is News Nation. They're pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right.
I've given them a shot.
What about
know,
Sky
that.
News? Do you ever watch Sky News? Any good?
That's Murdoch's.
Yeah. Okay.
British thing. I mean, I have watched it, and I've watched BBC.
I don't mind.
But I don't watch any of that stuff on a regular basis. I grab my stuff. I mean, if I want to find out something about Israel, I go to the Times of Israel.
Do you?
I don't go to some other place. You know, I go to right to the source.
Do you ever, though, Jimmy, I mean, I know you want to stay connected because that's your job and you got to know and you don't want to fall off the road. I get all that. But do you ever want to just go back to a time when the cell phone wasn't, or the laptop, it's now a laptop in our hand. It doesn't exist anymore, where it was just a little more stress-free, a little less information. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to go back with you with knowledge that we have now and go back and do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, no, it'd be like to me. Yeah. I'd like to go back with what I know right now and make my body go back 40 years.
Yeah. Well, that was
and go dating again. That would be dangerous.
but I mean, sometimes I just want to throw this in the lake. I don't want to have it always going buzzing in my pocket and having to answer every question right now. You know, I mean,
I
don't know.
Luckily I don't have a lot of that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have a lot of that happening. I mean, I certainly get a lot of information over the Vine all the time. And I consume a tremendous amount of information because I'm on stations, I'm doing television.
Yeah.
And that's a certain thing that goes on TV that's an animal that has to be, that's fed, to a certain degree, and I have to mold it into a thing. I'm on stations that are classic rock stations.
Yeah.
I'm on country stations. It's two different kind of products for that.
No doubt.
So I've got two different stacks over here for those things. And so it requires a lot of different stuff. There's certain, like, I'm not reporting on the Karen Reed trial. I just couldn't get into it. I've never said one thing about the P. Diddy trial.
Yeah, I've stayed away from that, too.
I just refuse to cover some of that crap. I just don't care.
Yeah.
I might mention it one time if something unique happens or it's still going on. And with the verdict, I will do the verdict. But I'm not doing play-by-play on P. Diddy. I see where Tyler Perry has been accused of. And that's another thing. These people that accuse celebrities of bad things, sexual assault, you know, that Me Too stuff. You know, Garth Brooks is accused of something. We don't know if it's true or not, you know, but it's that's been said a million times. You spend your whole life trying to get a good reputation. And that reputation can be gone in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, boy, you're right. You're right.
And once you accuse somebody like Tyler, I've never heard anything bad about Tyler Perry.
No, I haven't
either. Never heard anything about him one way or the other,
except
he's done some pretty nice charitable things, that he's certainly been very successful, that he's very talented, that he gave his house to Prince Harry and Meghan when they went to L.A. so he'd have some security and all that. I've only heard those kind of things. So now he's accused of sexual assault by some dude that was at his house and somewhere else. And so even if it goes away,
the
that stain
is
going to be out there forever on his reputation.
Yes, true.
With me. I mean, it's just you really – it's like you've accused somebody of being a child molester or a thief. And even if it proven they weren't, there's that little warning thing in the back of your head saying, well, I mean, could they be?
Yeah, true.
Because you don't just go around thinking that about everybody if you're not – unless you're mentally ill.
No, but you're right. It's easy to
it's easy to
tarnish.
A big step for people to do that. And maybe we see all too much people getting blackmailed. Maybe they are guilty of some of this stuff too. But man, it's just you just hate to see it for them. But if they've done the bad things, you reap what you sow.
Yeah, there's a fact there.
Now another fact that we're looking at here, and this involves the television stations of America. We personally watch what's happened to the radio stations of America.
Yeah, we sure have,
Many of them were on life support and just simply died. Pandora and Spotify and those people, you know, stuck a fork in a majority of all radio stations, really. It says here, in May, streaming accounted for 45% of all TV viewing.
Wow.
Broadcasting and cable represented 44%.
Wow.
Nielsen started measuring in 21 when streaming was only 26%, while traditional TV was nearly at 2/3. So that's why you see a lot of, you know, the other day, I think the parade, the Army parade in Washington, that got Fox something like 5 million, 5 or 6 million.
Yeah.
That's a big number today. It's a really big number today.
That's fascinating.
5 and 6 million, when used to be a big number, was 10, 15 million. And then the football, you know, that's all up in the bigger numbers past that.
Yeah, that live event stuff, the sports, the racing, the football, the all that.
Yeah, basketball. That's why you're seeing so many things go to sports, and sports numbers are just high as they can be.
Yeah.
And that's why people are paying so much, and the players are getting – and that's why you're seeing ESPNs consolidate.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about them. And frankly, I watch more than anything, I guess I'd have to say, well, I have YouTube TV, and that cost me, what, 89 bucks a month.
Yeah.
And but I like it, and I can take it with me on the road. I could have when I was a Comcast person, too. But YouTube TV, it seems to be good.
Yeah. But how different, I mean, how much different is YouTube TV or Hulu TV live than it used to be with cable and local channels? It's the same setup.
Well,
it's
the
just
deal
packaged
is that it's different and that is better for all these things, or they are kind of, sort of, pretty much on demand.
That's true.
You know, I mean,
that
when you
want
to watch something, you on Paramount Plus, I call it up and it's there.
Yeah, that's true.
On YouTube TV, sometimes you can hit join live or start at the beginning. There's that option.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I've never figured out how to use all the little things on it, so I don't really use it to the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, but it
you know,
to
I mean,
me
everybody's
it feels...
doing it, including me, that, you know, that still gets paid by radio and TV stations. I have Apple Music, but I don't stream it. I don't even know if it can stream. I don't think it
Apple
can.
Apple Music, you can pretty much just play whatever you want.
Apple Music is a library, and I can go in there, yeah, and I have every song that I've ever thought about.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm on my phone, then I can make it play, and then it plays. But I have no need for Pandora or Spotify.
Isn't that wild?
Or whoever else is there.
I just find it fascinating. What fascinates me the most is you just said you pay for YouTube TV, $89, right? And there, yeah, was a time when we used to pay $50, $75, $80.
Used to be a time we didn't pay anything.
That's also true.
Had free television that came over the air, and it was what
it was. I still get it. I still get free TV. I still do an antenna. Is that crazy or what? But I do
I don't. And it's just because it's just not set up here, and I haven't felt the need. Because that's another thing. I have a TV flying in the sky in, mm-hmm, this office.
Yeah.
It has not been turned on in a couple of months.
Isn't that crazy?
In a couple of months.
That's crazy.
I haven't watched that television that's hooked up to Roku.
Yeah.
So it's got the local stations and whatever. And YouTube TV is on it too. But it doesn't go on. I watch everything on this screen here or the screen that's over there.
Isn't that wild?
I watch it through my computer. And that is so different. And I watch it on my phone.
But, you know, it's costing us so much. When you think about
it. It's ridiculous. I'm spending hundreds of dollars.
Yes, and you got to get the
month
internet.
On all the different services now.
Right, right.
The internet alone is so expensive.
$139
ours is 89, a month.
No, $96. Ours is $96 right now. Just for
but
the
But, I mean,
internet.
I've got to have dependability, and that's one thing I won't get with AT&T. I could get a faster upload and just as fast download, but they seem to be down all the time on different things.
Interesting.
I can't be down,
yeah,
particularly if I'm doing live TV. I need something that's consistent and good,
mm-hmm,
and that's what I've got. And if I have to move in a year or so, I'm going to hate to do that because I'm going to be nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I want that dependable structure. But, you know, as we move on here, and we got to wrap things up, I guess. One thing you got to notice, and this is happening, retail sales are falling. The spending at bars is going down. Restaurants is going down.
Mm-hmm.
Americans are anxious about the Middle East, about tariffs, about all that stuff. And so they're kind of holding back a little bit on spending money. They're still going out, and I think based on traffic, they're sure out there coming back from the beach on Saturday on Interstate 65.
Right, right,
but
right.
I've noticed that some of the restaurants seem a little not as full at lunch as I have noticed them to be in the past.
Interesting.
But they're expensive. I mean, today my lunch and I had a dessert, and it was a nice place. I mean, real nice place, but it's still, I had fried shrimp, unsweet tea, two sides with my fried shrimp. I think it's a dozen shrimp they gave me. A cup of fruit. And then I had dessert. Because I was a pig today, strawberry shortcake. I knew I was going to get dinner.
Oh, God, that sounds good.
So
yeah.
With that, with the tip was $30.
Oh, my God, I was going to say $25, and you,
$30.
The tip was $30.
That so
used to be for
you
two people.
You know, yeah, that would be for two people.
Mm-hmm.
You usually, I mean, for a long time, I know I got out of lunch at $12 or $12 or $13 and a very big lunch. For a long time.
I'll tell
but
you where we go,
anymore.
Where Charlotte and I go, and we've done this for a long time because my mom sends me gift certificates to pay her phone bill, which is crazy. But anyway, she sends me little gift cards. We go to, I'll just say it, we go to In-N-Out Burger. And when we go to In-N-Out, it's for both of us, for In-N-Out Burger is like $15.
I went to Dairy Queen last night, had a chocolate milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
And some chicken tenders because I like the breading of the chicken.
$12.
Tenders. That was $15.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just the cost of everything is so high.
Yeah.
And last time I checked, I didn't see anybody getting more money from whoever they're working for. I'm
yeah,
just
right,
having,
right.
You know, I'm trying to make money from other alternative sources It's not a fixed salary. The more I work, the more I get paid.
I think everybody's in that boat, Jimmy. I mean, that's where the side gig was developed, where everybody has this second job or third job. Is, hey, I got to make a little more money to make ends meet, so this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But it's a shame because a lot of people pour 40 hours into one job and then put 20
more. Well,
also,
when you work for yourself, generally, if I'm going to take a week off next week,
you don't make any
money. I'm not going to make any TV money next week.
Right.
Because you don't work, you don't get paid.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Some of the radio stuff will slide. And actually, even on, I mean, I'll even do some things while I'm, you know, while I'm taking the time off. But, you know, I'm never really off, except on Saturday and Sunday I am off.
Well,
Sunday I have to work to get ready for Monday.
Yeah, so you're
but
not
on
off
Fridays,
on
Fridays, I'm off at 8:30 in the morning.
And you're done. You don't have to do anything for Saturday.
So I'm done until 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon that I have to put in 4 or 5 hours on Sunday afternoon.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned with all these people around us that are passing away and things like that, and the rock stars and the friends and coworkers and all that, is while you're living your life, enjoy it. Enjoy what you're doing. You know,
I've heard some wise people say, when you get up to heaven, no one's going to say, boy, I wish I could have worked some more.
Yeah. Isn't that
They're
going
to say, more, I wish I could have been with my kids more. More, I wish I could have been with my friends more.
Yeah.
More, I wish I could have, you know, fished more, whatever.
Yeah.
But no one says, I wish I could have worked more.
Boy, that's a fact.
And it's true. I love doing what I do, sort of.
Thank goodness, yeah.
I mean, maybe not as much as I did when I was 16 or 15 years old.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, but I still wouldn't change anything except I would maybe go dip and dive a little bit different here and there. But, you know, I'm glad I wasn't in a cubicle all the time.
No doubt.
If I had to look back on things, I'm not thrilled that I've worked out of my home mostly for the last, 6 or 7 years completely.
Yeah.
And even a majority of the time, really, since the 90s, I always would go into the TV stations and do things. But I wasn't in an office, you know, there all the time.
Yeah.
And then traveling, you know, I worked 7 days a week for 30 years.
It's crazy.
Seven days a week because I was traveling and I was working on the weekend. So people don't think that is work. But for those of you who travel for a living,
it is.
Getting on that damn plane, you know, is work.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, maybe you're not working, you know, at a plant, you know, or a widget factory. That's true.
Yeah.
It's not work like that, but it is work.
Yeah.
Getting from point A to point B and, you know, going and renting cars and doing all these things. It sounds fun to people that don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But after you've done it for years and years and years, it's difficult. It's not fun.
Yeah.
And it's part of the job. But it's not easy, and it is work. You're away from your family most of all, and you miss a lot of stuff, you know, with your kids growing up. I would love to be Friday at my granddaughter's play that she's in. She's going to play Goldilocks.
Oh, nice.
I can't be there for everything, you know, but, you know, under normal circumstances, I probably would have tried to go do it. But, you know, you regret missing those things. You can't do all of them, but I just try to do more of them than I ever could when I was absolutely, you know, doing something. So I try to make it work.
I like that. Well, Jimmy, listen, have a great vacation. You're 2 weeks, and stay in touch. If you end up in Idaho or anywhere close, make sure you
come. I'm going to the Eastern Seaboard. I'm heading
that ain't close. That
between
ain't close
New York, Washington, D.C., somewhere in Northern Virginia, that's where I'm going to be.
Well, enjoy the hopefully cooler weather for you and hopefully relaxing time.
I'm worried about that.
I'm not going to call you, so don't answer the phone. If I call,
you can call.
I'm not doing it. I'm always available.
I'm always available.
Well, until you
I
return.
I doze, but I don't close. I stay awake while others take a coffee break.
Until next week when we do this. Well, wait, 2 weeks from now when we do it all again. I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day.